Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, everybody. It's hour number two of the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby in the house. He doesn't have to worry about his kids right now. They're all at school. They all at school right now?
They are, yeah.
Right, we're just making sure nobody's under the weather or anything like that.
Somehow it timed out like perfectly for them, though. They have tomorrow off. They have Halloween off of school. Which,
so do they just trick-or-treat all? Do they start at 9 a.m.?
I don't know. They're asking for that.
Straight hours?
They're asking for it, but yeah. I guess it's like a teacher in service day. Yeah, so they're out of school on Halloween. And then it's a weekend. Like, right. Honestly, though, for me, that's like the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Halloween in the middle of the week.
It's
like,
rough.
It's rough. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, now we have to get ready for school tomorrow.
That is the one thing I like about southeastern Wisconsin doing it on the Sunday before, is that it's like 1 to 4 on Sunday. You can get home. You have like a big dinner. You eat lots of candy. Yeah, you have school the next day, but it's not midweek. Midweek is rough. Friday night is perfect. Like, Friday night's an all-timer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful evening tomorrow evening throughout the country, basically, except for southeastern Wisconsin,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, weather should be good, and we're going to – I think we'll probably go, like, in that 4 to 6 range.
Nice.
That'll be our trick-or-treat time.
And then eat all the – is everybody together, or some of the – like, are some of the
– I don't know. I hear rumblings of, multiple venues, and which is going to be very, very tough.
Good luck
logistics-wise, yes, for sure.
Yep. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, Dominic Yates from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the multimedia extraordinaire reporter for our Green Bay Packers. Dominic, thanks so much for jumping on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
What's up? You bet. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, we were talking before the 1 o'clock hour on the differences because, we've added new networks to the Wisconsin Sport Network and we're in some different locations. Have you ever been up to Duluth Superior?
Honestly, I have no clue what that is.
Gotta venture up there. Gotta go see that huge lake up there. I mean, it's awesome.
Hey, road trip.
Let's go. Road trip it.
Let's do it. Yeah, I'm still the new guy. I'm still learning Wisconsin. I'm still learning how to say Wisconsin cities.
Exactly.
I'm still starting from scratch, really.
Exactly. Well, Tommy can help you. He's from Cudahy, which I'm sure you didn't know that's how that was pronounced whenever you first got
here.
I can tell that Dom is not from Wisconsin based on how he says Wisconsin, even.
Like, which is okay.
I understand why everyone else says it. Wrong, but it's totally cool. Dominic.
It's just Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin.
Let's jump into some ball here, Dom. And I really appreciate you jumping on. I did just see something, and I got to ask you this, you know, from my background playing there in Green Bay, being a kicker in the NFL for a long time, what did you think? I just saw LaFleur's comments about when he was asked about Brandon McManus and his health and how he's doing, and then he made a weird comment about, like, I don't talk to kickers.
Right.
Did you see that? Like, what was that about? And, like, what? What's kind of your thought on how this week has gone and what this team is looking like for the weekend against the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I think he was joking a little bit when he said that, talking to, because even, you know, when the initial injury happened with McManus, he said they were in conversation. And it even kind of goes back to the whole funny story of LaFleur saying it was a major concern. McManus followed it up with, I don't think he read his thesaurus going into it. So I'm pretty sure they do talk and they try to get a feel for how, you know, he's feeling throughout practice and going into the week. But other than that, I mean, I think that the energy has been in a good place, and that's really all you can ask for after having a big win against the Steelers and you have a Monday night game around the corner with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, there's been a lot of made about a trap game or having a letdown game, and I just don't really get the sense that's going to be the case with this team.
Yeah, Dom, I want to interrupt there because I did a whole topic on this yesterday. Like, is trap game our fault? It's the media's fault, right? I feel like fans are they are on a week-to-week basis, and they're not looking down the road, and it feels like it's it is totally our fault that trap games
couldn't
happen.
Couldn't disagree more.
What? No, I agree with you, Tommy. Yeah.
Fans are always like, you're telling me fans aren't looking ahead to Philly?
No, fans and media, not the players.
I think Tommy said that media and that fans aren't.
Yeah, 100%. Dominique, you can tie it up if you want here.
Like, tie it up. Where are we at, Dominique?
Dominique.
What earth do you live on, bro?
I do think it's more of a media narrative in the fans, and I think they get more caught up into it. But I do think, especially with this Packers team,
you guys aren't fans anymore. You guys are just you guys are just media hacks. That's all you guys are.
Exactly.
Come back to the bright side.
I'll say with these Packers, I think if there was a such thing as a trap game or letdown game, they already learned their lesson in week three against the Browns. So that's why I'm just not buying any of that this week.
Yeah, I also look at this Carolina Panthers team. They are very inconsistent. Like, they've had some sparks, but they don't have one part. Maybe their run game they can lean on, which I feel really good about the Packers' defense against anyone's run game. But, the Browns had an excellent defense, right? So it was like there was something there. I'm not sure Carolina comes into Lambeau Field with something that it's just like, oh my gosh, this could go bad if we don't take care of business. Like, this is one of those games that you should handle pretty handily and not have any issues with. So on that injury front, I brought up McManus at first. How is the injury report looking? Like, are there any expectations of any guys coming back? Is there anyone new on that report or anything that we should look at for this week? Or is everything pretty much status quo up there?
Honestly, health-wise, they're in a pretty good spot. For the second straight day of practice, there's only three guys that have been out. Dontavian Wicks with the calf injury. He obviously missed last game. Nick Neiman, a linebacker and a huge piece to the special teams.
Yeah.
He dropped in that Steelers game with the pec injury, and he hasn't practiced. And then Lucas Van Ness, he had the foot injury in Cincinnati, and he hasn't played the past couple of games. So those are really the only three guys. Matt LaFleur said Van Ness is kind of day-to-day. For the others, he's not, too sure right now. So at this point, those are really the only three guys that are out. But Zach Tom has been in practice. I know he dropped out, a play in Pittsburgh. Everybody, Devontae Wyatt came out of that game healthy. So overall, they're in a really good spot right now.
Yeah, it was really good having Devontae Wyatt back on the field. Like, you could feel his presence and his energy. Like, he is he's like an energy guy. Like, I feel like he kind of brings that defense to where they need to be and lets everybody else just kind of work around him. So really good seeing him back there as well. I do want to kind of shift some focus. We talked about the World Series at the beginning, and I don't know if this is where the guys were thinking I was going to go here, but you watch a lot of Brewers, games this year. Like, you obviously are well-versed in that space. What have you thought of this World Series so far, and which team are you kind of maybe rooting against or rooting for, in this World Series this year?
I'm always a big underdog guy, so okay. I like to see the Blue Jays. I think it's cool what they're doing. I think it's been, more than 30 years since they've won a championship, so yep. I think that's always really cool to see. And, I I like seeing dynasties as well. So, I mean, obviously what the Dodgers have done is great, but I like to see when the young, the new blood kind of can come in and make things interesting. So, I mean, they got to do one more and you get it at home. So we'll see what happens in this next game, because I don't think you want to try to play one more with this Dodgers team. I don't think you need to play around. I think you need to try to end it now while you can.
I think he's right, Mace, because I think, you get to game seven and you get Shohei pitching coming out of the bullpen. Like, I think that just gets in your head if you're the Blue Jays.
No, I totally agree with you. I agree. We got Dominique Yates joining the Mason Crosby Show. He's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and you can find him at Real D Yates on X or Twitter, whichever you prescribe to there.
Is there a fake D Yates?
No.
No, I was going to say. Like,
that was me being an idiot in college.
No, that's the old college Twitter.
But you should create that also as, like, your alter ego who says all the things you want to say, but you're not allowed to say because you're in the media, that the fake D8s just goes off on people and just, like, destroys people all the time. Like, people who are, like, you know, I think, you know, that actually caught fire when Twitter first started. It was, like, I remember, like, the not SVP, like, the fake Scott Van Pelt and, like, stuff. There were a lot of, like, fake accounts of, like, that were really those people, or, you know.
I can barely keep up with my main Twitter account, I don't even know if I can run a burner properly.
So I saw on Twitter you had some time with a Panthers reporter this week, and, like, how from like, that kind of eye on the enemy perspective, how are they feeling? You know, 4-4, they got to feel pretty good, but they've beat bad teams. I mean, I know they beat the Falcons, but they've gotten, you know, I don't think, you know, they got beat pretty bad by the Patriots, obviously by the Bills this week. Like, what is their outlook as a 4-4 team at this point?
Well, I mean, they're pretty much right on pace to where they were last year. So in that regard, at this point in the season, they're feeling better compared to where they have been. The thing that it boils down to with them, if they don't have Bryce Young, they won't have a chance in any game that they play, because you saw the Bills game with Andy Dalton. It was – I asked the reporter about that. The first thing he said was, yikes, when I asked him about Andy Dalton with that offense. So, like I said, they feel good. Like I said, they're confident. They're optimistic. They've already – kind of taking a positive step compared to they have been in previous years, but it's all going to be based on how healthy Bryce Young is. But they do have some guys. Rico Dwindle is a good running back. Mm-hmm. They have some guys that can play football, but as a full team, you know, it's still kind of a wait and see process with them.
Nice. So what, you know, through seven games here with this Packers team, like, you know, before the season started, before the Micah Parsons trade, all of the stuff that happened, what was your prediction, you know, for this season? Have they matched, exceeded, or where are they at kind of in your mind? And, you know, what is kind of your outlook and your hope for this team moving forward?
I think going into the year, before Parsons, before anything, I was always bullish on this team. I knew they were still a young team that had been in the playoffs, and they were with every team that they played last season in those losses with the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings. And so I always felt they had a chance to take that next step and beat some of those teams. Then throw in Micah, and you see the immediate impact that he made and just how guys around him have stepped up and played. And Jordan Love has been terrific. So, yeah, my opinions haven't changed. I always thought they would have a chance to be in that NFC championship game, or at least get close to it. And after what I've seen through these last, 8 weeks or so, my opinion hasn't changed.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know you got to get out of here at about 15. I do want to jump into this. We talked a little bit about the Bucks versus Warriors tonight. You know, what's are you going to be watching? Are you going to be at the game? What's your plan? What do you think of this Bucks team to start the season right here?
Honestly, for the last 2 weeks, we've been on the road. So we went from Arizona to Pittsburgh.
You've been traveling.
I'm trying to get some sleep.
Right.
So I'll probably watch a little bit of the game and try to get a feel for just how they look. And if the game isn't interesting, I'm going to turn it off and go to bed. So that's kind of my thing. If I don't have to physically, like, cover a game or watch it, I'll tune it out. That was even what I did with the game when it turn into a 5-1 score. I just put something on Netflix and was just watching a documentary. So it'll be interesting to see. I know everyone has talked about, you know, Giannis and just everything that's kind of happened in the offseason with him. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of like your average just basketball watcher. I'm curious how they'll look and how they play. And, you know, at least they did have a pretty promising start.
Absolutely.
Yep. Anything else, guys, before we have to let him go?
No, keep up the great work. We're following you on Twitter and all your content, and we'll definitely catch up with you down the road.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to stay out of trouble out here. I did have a little funny moment with LaFleur where I had a blooper, and he had a little fun.
How's Tucker Kraft's leadership, Dominique?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because he didn't address it, and then you asked about it, and then it was like, oh, wait, he actually did.
Right? Like, yeah. I learned my lesson. I always make sure you're listening, because I was multitasking, checking my camera, checking social media, trying to get some updates in. Someone had already asked him about Tucker Kraft's
leadership. We've all done it.
He was a great sport about it, so that's all I can ask for. So hopefully that was my first and last blackout fine. He said they're blackout fines if you're not paying attention. So that was my first and last one.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, Dom, thanks so much for jumping on. And like I said, we'll talk to you down the road, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, guys. Always appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.